from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
It's the off season, and it looks like it's going to, wane a little bit. Larry Markkanen's still out there, but doesn't look like anything's imminent. But the Warriors are in on it. So, how are Warriors fans feeling right now on July 8th, a week after free agency opened? You excited, Goo?
No, I love the question. I'm nervous, and
already,
I'm nervous. Because I'm looking at what Sacramento did in other teams, Sacramento landing or swapping out Barnes or whatnot for a guy that's a great free throw shooter in DeMar DeRozan, who can get his own bucket. So you look at that, you know, what you would think ending five for the Sacramento Kings, who ended your season. So I'm just looking at the help for Steph Curry, Steiny, and I know there's two sides of the court, but offensively, I'm not mad at Buddy Hield. I'm not mad at Slow Mo. And what did you call it? What have you taught me? Those are moves around the edges. So Melton is on the squad. Bastani, I still think they need another big component, and that's why I am hoping to God Markkanen, who I think is the best guy left out there that's possibly attainable, that's where it keeps me up at night, to where I'm like, man, there's nobody that can tell me. Now, I know Evan was talking about the aprons and they're out of the second apron or whatnot, and they might be out of the first one, barely. But my thing is, as a fan, Steiny, I don't care about that. I need a firepower and weaponry on the court, and I just don't know who's going to be starting for this team as currently constructed, and that's what gives me a little pause.
All right, well, we got time to figure that out.
All right.
And, I mean, a couple things that happened over the weekend was a lot of the players who've been involved in free agency have been talking. The U.S. team that's going to be playing in the Olympics, all those guys were talking, including Steph Curry. I'll tell you the one thing that kind of hit me. I really feel like, looking back on it with Klay Thompson, it was like a Durant situation. I think the team kind of knew he was gone early in the season. Wow. I really do, because I mean, Steve Kerr saying he made the right decision, and Steph Curry saying, well, everybody just wants Klay to be happy. That tells me that Klay Thompson was not happy. Everybody knew it, and that was the feeling going into free agency. And they just couldn't find a way to make it happen. And I think at the end of the day, Klay didn't want to be here, and the Warriors really didn't want him back, as tough as that is for maybe some fans to hear.
Yeah, that's real, and you kind of just hit me in a cardiac muscle with that, because I share with you my thoughts, you and Evan, in the green room, Steiny, about Curry opening up about his phone call the day before free agency with Klay Thompson. And, you know, I'm a hapless sports romantic. I like that stuff. And Steph Curry talked about how he didn't respect, not respect, he didn't oblige the wishes of Klay Thompson telling him not going to management. Curry said he did anyway and just told him that Klay was supposed to be a Warrior. So when I bring up the word romantic, Stanley, I wanted to see the big three ride it out. But if Klay was going to depart and not be a part of this, I wanted it to be because Paul George or a big boy like a marketing was going to take his spot. Like, that to me was worth it. And right now, the three guys that I mentioned, Slow-Mo, Melton, and who else am I forgetting?
Buddy Hield.
You know, that's not enough, and it's not done. So I am down and a bit melancholy that Klay left because of his own reasons. But I do understand. And you tell me if on a Monday I'm thinking wrong, but it's just with my heart. Where did it go wrong? And I think it went wrong in regard to Klay wanting to get out of here is when your boss has you on a golf course and it's just you and him, one-on-one. Jordan Bird, Commodore 64 back in the day, one-on-one, Steiny, and the boss doesn't bring up your contract situation. That, to me, is when I hit rewind. Like, does Joe Lacob maybe regret that he didn't bring it up?
No.
Of course not. Okay, and that's why I'm mad that Klay left. I understand it, but what could be different? And I think Joe Lacob could have set the tone, and it could have been different.
He didn't want him. But
he didn't tell him then, though, with the words.
Just like Durant.
But
it was just like
me,
Durant.
Stoddy, just tell me it's over.
What? Who? Who should tell who?
The Joe Lacob. Like,
why?
We don't see you part of the future.
Well, they didn't see him part of the future at $20 million. They saw him part of the future at $9 million. I mean, you know, I don't, like, this is just one of those things to me where there wasn't a phone call or a conversation that was gonna change things.
But there's a right way to do things when it comes down to respect. And golfing on that outing, with this being the rat on the table brought to you by Atco, Steiny, Klay's contract, and that not being brought up just doesn't sit well with me. Now, you could, well, that mean diddly squat. It's just, that's not good business, I don't believe. Klay deserved better.
I guess. Okay. But, like, right. Look at Paul George.
I'll take that.
Paul George is upset in L.A. He thought he was disrespected.
But he don't have the history as Klay has in L.A. as Klay has here.
I think there's a scenario in which Joe Lacob didn't like the way Klay went about his year.
You could be totally right.
I mean, I think it's...
You could be totally right.
Know, I think it's... I just don't understand the part... I should say I do understand is them playing golf and not talking about it.
Wow.
Because I don't want to say I know both guys, but I could see it. I could absolutely see it, him not wanting to bring it up. And maybe, and again, at that point when they golfed in May, look, I bet you Joe Lacob, they wanted to get Klay back on something like the mid-level. And there was no way he was coming back on the mid-level. And so he just decided it was time. And he's in Dallas.
Yeah.
And, you know, if you heard Steve Kerr, I mean, he's not even fazed by this because he knows that nothing ends well in this league for the most part. It just doesn't.
Mm-hmm. And to piggyback on that, let's put another rat on the table early, Steiny, is maybe he doesn't have the rat on the table of worrying about Klay's feelings moving forward.
Exactly. Exactly. 888-957-9570 is the number. Klay Thompson's gone. That's official. The Warriors have replaced him with three guys as of right now. De'Anthony Melton, Kyle Anderson, Buddy Hield. My question to Warrior fans is, do you think right now this team's better than last year? Is it better than last year, this team right now? Can those three guys make up for the loss of Klay Thompson and to a lesser degree, Chris Paul? I mean, the team got younger. That's for sure. The team's finances are in better shape. That's for sure. The one thing I do think that was interesting is, you know, Steph Curry called that two-year, $48 million offer in a story with Sam Amick. Curry said, you know, it was a fair offer, that two for 48. And then he said, but I know the years. Klay wanted more years.
Mm.
And so the Warriors obviously drew the line at 2 years, and people can say Klay took less to go to Dallas, and they'd be right, but Dallas clearly was ready to give him a third year and did, and the Warriors did not want to give Klay Thompson a third year. And so, to me, that's the biggest reason why he's not here anymore.
Yeah, and so now you boil it down. That was
Will said. Should the Warriors have just said, okay, you know what, Clay, we love you so much, here's 3 years. That's not the way you do business.
Well, then explain Draymond getting four.
I can't.
Okay. So,
well, yes, I can. Hurts? For the 8 millionth time, they were in a different place last year. They thought they were in a different place. I mean, like,
they thought they were a title contender. My tenure shouldn't be dedicated on what the future. You know what I'm saying?
Well,
I'm Clay
F.
Thompson. You know I'm slipped. I'll never be what I was. But I made the most threes the last two of the three NBA seasons. You know what I am. The whole thing was about, hey, we may never win another title. It's about keeping this unit together. So when you break it down, and Curry saying it was more than fair, when I think about it, Stani, it really boiled down to 1 year. And you feel like, is 1 year worth, even if we take it on the chin from a Warrior organization standpoint, keeping a guy that's, you know, one of the all-time fan favorites, to me, that 1 year is worth it.
I got to tell you, the way some people think about this is mind-boggling to me.
In what regard?
This is not CYO. This ain't Mighty Mites. It's not Little League. It's a business.
Yeah.
And whether it's right or wrong, the Warriors did not want to give Klay Thompson 3 years. And if they didn't want to give him 3 years, I guess I don't have sentimentality. You don't just say, well, we'll give him 3 years. Why? Because he's Klay Thompson? No,
but okay.
Why?
I'm not. Hey,
why?
I understand that.
What if okay. So you make some moves,
mm-hmm.
All right, and you have a budget in mind, and you have your long term salary cap or your long term salary slots all figured out, and you're looking at it, and you're trying to look a year ahead, 2 years ahead, and you realize as an organization, the best thing for the organization is Klay. You can only give Klay 2 years. You can't then just give him three, even though in the organization you don't think that's the best thing for your franchise, because he happened to be one of the three guys who won four titles.
Okay.
That's just the way I am.
No, and I'm not mad at you, but I just, and you tried to answer it, Stani, and to whoever's listening, their own prerogative, but I get what you're saying. They thought they were at a different place, but damn it, when you talk about stature and what these guys have meant and what Klay's been through and that thought process, the computer spits out 4 years for Draymond Green, and that same computer only spits out two for Klay Thompson. I, as a fan, have a problem
Why?
With that.
And why?
Because that contract is killing them right now. And if you're just going to say they thought they were here, and that thought process gave Dre four, Klay should easily have got a third year.
Why?
Because you should have been thinking about legacy, and you wanted this dude to ride out being a Golden State Warrior.
Dude, they didn't.
Yeah.
They knew they had to move on.
What?
And
from the wrong guy.
Well, okay, so here's the other.
From the wrong guy.
So here's the other question. Okay, so you re-signed Draymond last year. Okay, it's a mistake, right?
Totally.
Okay. So what are you going to do? Make another mistake by signing another old player?
Would it have been one more year been a mistake, Stani?
Yes. Yes, it would.
All right, to you, I don't believe that.
Well, wait a minute. So you're going to say giving Draymond 4 years is a mistake, but giving Klay three is not a mistake.
Yeah, I'm talking about Draymond's four for everything he's done off the court and being uncontrollable. I'm not even talking about basketball. I'm talking about the embarrassment of awarding somebody that just pisses on your franchise and nobody checks him. That's what I'm talking about. I'm not talking about ball. Klay's been a model citizen busting his ass to get and all he can get is two, but a dude that just hijacks multiple seasons and runs around talking and spilling all the beans gets rewarded. That's what bothers me.
Well, he got rewarded last year and
didn't even make the playoffs in year one of that contract because of who? I'll let you figure it out. Because of who?
Well, partly because of Klay.
No, stop. Stani shot 39% from three.
But he moped all season, and it's clear. First of all, I'm playing devil's advocate here. I don't have a strong opinion. I don't think it's a big, like, I get Klay is a big player in this parts.
Absolutely
in these parts,
incredible.
But I'm sorry, Goo. I'm sorry, Goo. To me, you sign Klay to 2 years, 3 years, or you let him go and you bring in Melton, and it's not that big a difference. Unfortunately, Klay ain't Klay from 6 years ago. So, again, my question is, okay, I'll give it to you. They made a big mistake with Draymond Green. You can't make another one. Like, maybe that's the way they looked at it.
Yeah.
Hey, guess what? Draymond Green, we gave him money. He ruined the season. Well, what are we going to do? Reward Clay now for 3 years when he was sullen the entire year and he went through stretches where he didn't play well? I don't know. Yeah. I don't know. Like, this is what I mean. There's no right answer here. There's no correct way to have played this. And you can't tell me this team would be in better position right now if they had just re-signed Klay Thompson to 3 years and they'd have Draymond, so they'd have the big three for two more years. I don't think that's necessarily better, not at all from a basketball standpoint, than where they are now.
So you asked a question earlier. Let me just, because I didn't even give you a chance to answer. Right now, today, and I know it's technically not finished, Donnie, do you think they're better than the final buzzers that went off in the playing game in SAC? I don't.
I think they might be, believe it or not.
And I'm not mad at the moves, but the moves didn't move the needle. They need some weaponry, man.
Well, look, you're only going to be happy with a star.
Mm.
I mean, you are. We know that. But there's a, like...
Can I say something to you?
Right. I got to tell you. I hate to say it, because I love the guy.
Yeah.
He wasn't very good last year. I don't care. 30. You can say 39 until the cows come home. He was not very good last year. And yes, I absolutely think that Melton and Hield and Anderson, and I know they're not all going to play Clay's position,
gotcha,
but that they could be better with those three guys and then losing two old declining players. That's who they were, unfortunately.
Do you think, and for people out there that disagree with me, Stoney, and I'm sure that there are, I'm leading this conversation with my heart. I would rather the Warriors come back and not make the playoffs with the big three than make these moves around the edges, tell Clay night-night, and we boil it down with your math, and you're right, to 1 year. I would rather watch that end with them together than them doing what they're doing and still might not make
the playoffs.
It would be.
But what if they make the playoffs?
What if they don't?
Okay, they might not, but they didn't make it last year.
Yeah, but I just.
So you want to keep a team together that didn't make the playoffs last year?
Well, there was the big proponent, and why they didn't make the playoffs was Draymond Green's suspension
and Clay's declining play, and Wiggins' mediocre year, and Steph Curry's poor second half.
Right.
Those are four things.
Yeah. And now those are three. And we got to move forward not knowing what the future holds, Donnie. Those things can repeat themselves.
They might.
And you know, we could look around like you can't blame Clay. You know what I mean?
I mean, you know what's funny is a lot of people were disappointed when the Warriors traded Jordan Poole and then he has a terrible year in Washington and everyone's saying, see, great trade.
Yeah.
What if Clay's terrible in Dallas? Will people then say, you know what, the Warriors made the right decision because he wasn't in a position to help us anymore? 888-957-9570 is the number. The other thing we got to get into, because it's clearly a part of this, and I'm sick and tired of not having to talk about it because people, Pitt and one guy. It's Draymond Green. Draymond Green is in the center of it all. And Draymond Green is a Warrior for the next 3 years. Klay Thompson's gone, and Steph Curry's got two more years. And I'll say it again, Draymond's going to be here for three more years unless they can move him.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.